For God has reserved a priceless inheritance for his children. It is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. And God, in his mighty power, will protect you until you receive this salvation because you are trusting him. What does that verse say? Well, let me summarize it all in this. Once you've trusted God for salvation, it is not your job to keep yourself saved.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, as we bring our series called He Did It All For You to a close, Rick takes a final look at the life-changing significance of the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ. If you'd love to help the kids you know learn God's Word, then stay with us. Because in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about God's Big Plans For Me, an easy-to-understand storybook Bible by Pastor Rick Warren. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called He Did It All For You.
How do you get eternal life? Not by doing good, not by going to church, not by promising to be perfect, not by giving a whole lot of money to help the poor. He says one thing, you believe that Jesus can raise you back from the dead too. You trust him as your Savior. He is the source of hope. Now let me just summarize this. You're never going to find ultimate hope in anything you can lose. If you want to have a hope that gets you through the toughest times of life, you must put your hope and put your trust in something that cannot be taken from you. If you put your hope in your bank account, you can lose your bank account. If you put your hope in your spouse, you can lose your spouse. If you put your hope in your health, you can lose your health. You can lose your mind. You must never put your hope in something that you could lose. If you put your hope in your good looks, you've already lost them. So that ship sailed, friend. I'm sorry. If you put your hope in your job, it's going to let you down. If you put your hope in another person, they will disappoint you. Why? Because they're not God. You know, when I used to do marriage counseling, I discovered that one of the biggest problems for marriage problems is we expect our spouses to meet needs in our life that only God could meet. Nobody could possibly meet all your emotional, physical, spiritual needs. And you can't meet anybody else's total physical, spiritual, emotional needs. Only God can do that. And if you expect your spouse to meet all your needs, you're treating them like God. It's not only unfair to them, it's going to be frustrating and disappointing to you because it's not going to happen. You have to put your hope in something or someone that can never be taken away from you. And there's only one thing, because you can lose everything else in life, and that is your relationship to God. Your relationship to God. What I'm saying this Easter is that hope is not a principle. Hope is not a product. Hope is not a program. Hope is not a pill. I'll get this pill, then I'll have all the hope I need. Hope is a person. And there's only one person that you can put that hope in, Jesus Christ. He is the hope of the world. That's why it's split into AD and BC. That's why your birthday is dated according to this event. You need to get to know Jesus. And since Jesus raised himself from the dead, we know that there's life after death. Here's what we have. Look at the next verse. 1 Peter 1. Now, we live with a wonderful expectation because Jesus Christ rose from the dead. So we know death's not the end. For God has reserved a priceless inheritance for his children. That's you who've trusted in him. It is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay, and God, in his mighty power, will protect you until you receive this salvation because you are trusting him. What does that verse say? Well, let me summarize it all in this. Once you've trusted God for salvation, it is not your job to keep yourself saved.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called He Did It All For You. The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. If you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. That's PastorRick.com.
The Bible says, "Children are a gift from the Lord." Do you have special kids that the Lord has placed in your life? Maybe you have your own kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, or kids in your neighborhood that are part of your life. You can help them get closer to God by encouraging them to read God's Word. And a great way to do that is with a brand new resource for kids called God's Big Plans for Me. It's a storybook Bible by Pastor Rick Warren. This 223-page, hardcover, full-color, beautifully illustrated children's Bible includes 40 well-loved Bible stories to help kids get the most from God's Word. Each Bible story has an introduction from Pastor Rick that helps readers, young and old, understand the Word of God so that they can begin to discover God's great purposes for their lives. You'll see their eyes light up as they really start to get what God wants to say to their young hearts and minds. God's Big Plans for Me is so much more than just a book filled with cute pictures of Bible characters. It's a fun and effective way to introduce grade school-age children to God's everlasting truths. Today, when you financially support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we'll send you a copy of God's Big Plans for Me. Supplies are limited for this beautifully designed resource, so don't wait. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get yours. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Today is the last day to get this great tool, so call right now.
Once again, here's Rick.
Hope is not a principle. Hope is not a product. Hope is not a program. Hope is not a pill. I'll get this pill, then I'll have all the hope I need. Hope is a person. And there's only one person that you can put that hope in, Jesus Christ. He is the hope of the world. That's why it's split into AD and BC. That's why your birthday is dated according to this event. You need to get to know Jesus. And since Jesus raised himself from the dead, and we know that there's life after death, here's what we have. Look at the next verse, 1 Peter 1. Now, we live with a wonderful expectation because Jesus Christ rose from the dead. So we know death's not the end. For God has reserved a priceless inheritance for his children. That's you who've trusted in him. It is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay, and God, in his mighty power, will protect you until you receive this salvation because you are trusting him. What does that verse say? Well, let me summarize it all in this. Once you've trusted God for salvation, it is not your job to keep yourself saved. It's the Savior's job to keep you saved. It says he will protect you. He will make sure you get to heaven. He will guard what you've given to him. When my kids were little, Kay and I took them on vacation to the Grand Canyon, and my two youngest, the boys, Josh and Matthew, immediately jumped out of the car, ran right up to the edge like this. I'm going, that ain't going to happen. So I went out and I grabbed their hands, and they grabbed mine. They were fine. They put their hand in my hands. We started walking down the path, and they started squirming and started trying to say, you know, I don't want to hold on to Daddy anymore. And they didn't want to hold on to my hand, but I was not going to let go of theirs because I am a loving father. When you come to Jesus and you go, God, I'm giving you my whole life, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's not clean up your life and then come to Jesus. It's like, God, here's my greasy hands, my dirty hands, my filthy hands. God, just all the mess in my life. I put my hand in your hand, and God grabs your hand. You put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water, and he grabs your hand. And then, as life goes on, there are going to be some moments that you don't want to hold on to God's hand. God, I'm going to a party tonight with a bunch of unbelievers. I'd like to not be a believer for about an hour, okay? And I like to pull, and you may want to let go of God's hand, but he's not letting go of yours. Once you have been saved, he will keep you saved. That's the hope you have. A lot of people think, I don't want to give my life to God because what happens if I start on it and then I kind of mess up and screw up and fail and then I'll feel really stupid and then I lose my salvation. No, you won't. That's not what the Bible says. It is safe, secure, it's paid for, it's done, it's beyond the reach of change and decay. God in his mighty power will keep you saved. It's not your power. He does the saving. He saves you, he keeps you saved. You don't save yourself. So what am I saying? That the Bible tells us because of the resurrection, we have hope because there's more to the story than just here and now. And we have hope because God protects your salvation and keeps it, and you can't lose it. And that causes you to face the most difficult times in life with a whole new confidence. As a pastor, I have stood at, I couldn't count the number of grave sites that I've stood at in 40 years. I couldn't count the number of funerals that I've done. And so I'm a pretty good expert at knowing the difference between people who have hope and people who don't, because you can see it in their eyes. I have been at the funerals of people when nobody in the family knows God. Nobody in the family has the hope of the resurrection. Nobody in the family knows the hope of heaven. And for them, they're losing this person, they're never gonna see him again, and it's over. That's it, it's over. And the terror in their eyes is something you don't wanna see. I've seen it over and over and over. And I compare that to people who know the Lord, that when they lose a loved one who knows the Lord, they grieve, but they're not grieving for them because they know where they're going. They're grieving for themselves because they're going to miss them. And it's a whole different kind of grief. It's a grieving with hope. You know, the older I get, and the more of my family that's in heaven and the more of my friends that are in heaven, some great, great saints who've been in this church for over 30 years, they're going on. The more of my friends and family on the other side, the more heaven becomes attractive to me. I have to be honest with you. When I was a young man, heaven didn't seem very attractive to me. In the first place, no picture of it on earth is correct. I mean, the picture of heaven on earth right now that you hear, there's heaven. It's all white. There's no color in heaven. There's fog up to your feet. You walk around, everybody's in a white robe with wings, playing a harp. That would be hell. If that's heaven, no thanks God. I'd just soon have my sunrises and sunsets and a cool surf. That's not heaven. You can't even understand what heaven's going to be like. It's so cool. Even in a world that's broken, filled with suffering, sorrow, sadness, sickness, it's still a pretty cool place. We're enjoying it right now outside. Most of you know that 4 years ago, the week after Easter, our family lost the youngest member. My youngest son, Matthew, after a lifelong battle with mental illness, died. And it was the worst day of my life and his brother and sister's life and his mom's life and everybody else in our family who loved him. Many times over the last 4 years, I've been asked, how did you handle that? How did you handle the death of a son who'd struggled his entire life with mental illness? I want you to listen very carefully because you're going to have loss in your life. I guarantee it. There is no life without loss. There is no loss without pain. There is no pain without grief. You're going to go through this in life. So somebody who loves you as your pastor, as your spiritual coach, that's my job to help you get ready for this kind of stuff. Now listen carefully. The way you live with hope in the middle of pain is to enlarge your perspective, to change your viewpoint, to get your eyes off of what's happening right here and now, shift your perspective, change your focus, and begin to live in light of eternity. As I said, your life on earth is short. You get maybe 100 years. That's not very long compared to the trillions of years you'll spend in eternity. And so you get your eyes off the here and now and you get it on eternity and you see the hope that's there. Here's what the Bible says. Look on the screen. So we don't focus on the troubles we see right now. Instead, we look forward to what we don't see yet. For the troubles that we see now are temporary. But the joys that will come to last, that will last forever. I mean, even if you had a chronic problem your entire life, it's only 100 years or 80 or 70. Nothing compared to thousands, tens of thousands, millions, and trillions of years in eternity. And the truth is, what comforts me when I think about the death of my son is not thinking about the happy moments in his past, but thinking about the holy moments he's having right now. That comforts me because my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. And because I know where he is, and if he was able to talk to me, and he can't, but if he was, he'd say, Dad, what are you worried about? This place is so cool. It's so great. It's far better than any of the sermons you preached about it. And I can't wait for you to get here. That is my hope. We live in a society today, friends, that is filled with hopelessness. We are in an epidemic of hopelessness. I think it's one of the reasons why, purpose-driven life was such a big seller, because there was no, people are lacking hope and they're looking for hope and they want to know where it is. And where is it? It's in God's word. It is in God's word. Look at this next verse. People want to know about heaven. No eye has ever seen. No ear has ever heard. No mind has ever imagined the wonderful things that God has prepared for those who love him. He has a purpose for your life right now. He has a power to help you solve the problems tomorrow. And he has a place for you after you die. The reason why you can't explain heaven is because your brain power isn't big enough to handle it. It would be like an ant trying to understand the internet. We live in a 3D world, but there are dimensions that we don't even know about. And if God built this world and it's all broken now from sin, how much cooler is heaven going to be? You say, well, how do I get this? How do I get a new purpose in my life, God's purpose? How do I get a greater power in my life? And how do I get a greater place, which becomes my ultimate hope, that even when I'm going through tough now, I'm going, this is not the end of the story. I have read the last chapter of the book, We Win. It doesn't always look good, but I've read the last chapter, We Win. Sometimes you're going through a tough time in your life, and really what you're feeling is, the world is coming to an end. And that's the way you feel. The world is coming to an end. No. A season may be coming to an end. A moment in your life may be coming to end. But it's not the end of the world. Why? Because when the world ends, Jesus is coming back. And that's our hope. Let's bow our heads. Because of the resurrection, we know for certain that God has a great purpose for your life, has a greater power for your problems, and has a wonderful place for you after you die. How do you get these benefits? If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's what the Bible says. So I want the honor and the privilege of leading you in a very simple prayer, much like Professor Joe prayed in Beijing. It doesn't matter what your background is. You may be Buddhist or Muslim or Mormon or Methodist or Baptist or Buddhist or atheist or Catholic. Or doesn't matter what background you are, Jesus isn't interested in your religion. He's interested in you having a relationship with God. And you just confess it to God. So why don't you pray these prayers? So I'll just say a little prayer, and it doesn't even matter the words you say. It's that you be humble. If you're humble before God and say, God, I need you, that's it. So just say, dear God, just say that in your mind. Dear God, I do not want to go through life not knowing my purpose. Thank you that my life is not an accident. Thank you that you planned me, whether my parents did or not, and that you've loved me every moment of my life. And so today, as much as I know how, I want to open my life to Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for me and rose again so that I could have hope. Jesus Christ, I want to know God's purpose for my life. And I want to spend the rest of my life learning it and fulfilling it. And Jesus Christ, I want to learn to love you and to know you, to follow you. Thank you for loving me even before I knew you. Thank you for dying for me before I even was created. But you knew I would be. And so I humbly ask you to accept me into your family. And I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you just prayed that prayer with Pastor Rick, would you please write to him and let him know? Rick would love to send you some no-obligation, free materials to help you in your walk with the Lord. His email address is rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Pastor Rick will be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. The Bible says, children are a gift from the Lord. Do you have special kids that the Lord has placed in your life? Maybe you have your own kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, or kids in the neighborhood that are part of your life. You can help the kids in your life get closer to God by encouraging them to read God's Word. And we're so excited to tell you about a brand new resource for kids called God's Big Plans for Me. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
In Matthew 19:14, Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." How do we bring children to Jesus? Well, the best way is to read the Bible with them. You know, when my kids were growing up, I could always see their excitement about Jesus grow every time we read stories from the Bible together. Now, I see that same excitement when I read the Bible with my grandchildren. I love teaching them at such an early age that God created them for a purpose, that they are not an accident, that they matter to God, and that He has a special plan for their lives. So I'm excited to tell you that I've teamed up with a very gifted children's illustrator to prepare a new Bible for children. It's called God's Big Plans for Me, Storybook Bible. Your kids will learn from God's Word in ways that are easy to understand. And long after they learn to read on their own, this storybook Bible is going to keep on encouraging them to trust in God's promises. The God's Big Plans for Me storybook Bible contains 40 well-loved Bible stories that will help your kids learn how to apply God's Word to their lives. Each story is beautifully illustrated. It's incredible and includes an introduction from me that encourages them to discover God's great purpose for them. It's fun, it's effective, it's entertaining, it's challenging, it's captivating. It's a great way to introduce children to God's eternal truths. Now, I'll send you this Bible for Children, God's Big Plans for Me storybook Bible, just as a way of saying thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope today. We depend on your gifts. I want you to have this as my thank you gift to you. I hope you'll get a copy for all the children in your life, your kids, your grandchildren, nieces, nephews, even children you know in your neighborhood. They'll all love this. We've had nothing but 100% great feedback from people who've seen the God's Big Plans for Me storybook Bible.
Today, when you financially support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we'll send you a copy of God's Big Plans for Me. Supplies are limited for this great resource, so contact us today. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get yours. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Today's the last day to get yours, so don't wait. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.